Welcome to WiseMag podcast. Myself, Dr. Vanita Agarwal. I am CEO and founder of WiseMag podcast and business strategy e-magazine. Today's guest speaker is Bill Abernethy from United States, and he has an inspiring story of himself. So let me introduce Bill to my audience. Welcome to our show, Bill. We are really happy to have you here.
I'm very excited to be here and to share a few conversations and a few things with your audience as well. So looking forward to it.
So I'll tell something about Bill's journey, and then we will have a questionnaire with Bill where he will share his passion and future plans, his current plans with the audience. As most of the audience would agree that everyone loves a good story about second chances. And that's what exactly, Bill Abernethy's story is all about. The Kansas City, Missouri resident began writing songs in his early teens. He played all through his school years, but then he stopped. Life took over, like we all do. We somehow, when we join our careers, we stop our passions somewhere. He went about getting married, building a business career, and raising his children. After his kids graduated from school and started their careers, Bill picked up the old passion again. He picked up his guitar and began trying to rekindle his love of music. So here is Bill telling more about himself to our audience. So Bill, tell us, what inspired you back into music?
Well, I think I never really left. I left performing, right? So, as you mentioned, I played alt when I was young and was pretty successful. Then I had some issues with my voice and took a little bit of time off and went and got a job to pay the bills. And that job turned into a 43 and a half year corporate career, working in global supply chain operations for a very large global company, and worked my way up into leadership positions. And I actually sat on the North American Leadership Council for that organization. So interesting little sidebar to the music thing, but I never really stopped playing. I never stopped writing. I was always had a little music studio in my house. And even though I was very, very busy with my career and my kids, both of my kids were athletes and traveled all over the world playing ball. And we're very fortunate to get to go to college on athletic scholarships. But if you know that lifestyle, you know that there's not a lot of time. So in the moments that I had, I continued to play my guitar a little bit. I continued to write, had a bunch of ideas. And then around in 2013, I was at a party, actually, and a friend of mine that knew me from back in the day asked me if I was still playing. And I said, well, a little bit, I got a few songs and this and that. And he said, well, we ought to go record those and see what happens. And so we did. And one of the songs got picked up and got a lot of plays, got a lot of radio stuff. We started kind of building from that song into the next album and then the next one and then the next one. And so as soon as my kids were done with their college, I kind of picked music back up. I double dipped from 2013 until the end of 2020, doing a little bit of music on the side and then focusing primarily on my corporate career. And then in November of last year, November 17th, I retired from my corporate career. And now I'm focusing entirely on music and having an absolute ball doing it. So in a nutshell, that's kind of the story. Yeah.
So we can say, Bill, like everybody does. So your passion was a little at backstage, but you were enjoying it thoroughly. And your career, corporate career and family was at the front end. Now that family is on to themselves, kids are grown up and are having their own lives. So you have put your passion into the front end.
Exactly. It's a great way to say it. Yeah, that's a great way to say it. And I am having an absolute ball. I'm having a lot of fun with this. And I've been fortunate to work with some really good people like Michael, the marketing folks, and then some other folks that do a lot of social media work for me. So it's not so different than the corporate career, right? Get really good people, give them the tools that they need, get out of the way, and good things happen. And so, same process, really.
Got it. And I can see a number of guitars on your wall. So what are your tips of buying a guitar for, suppose, a beginner? What quality? Because, you know, guitar has such a wide range. My son also loves to play guitar. But because of academics, he is not into much of training or coaching. Maybe sometime later he would like to take it up as a proper training, because it's a complicated tool, I suppose, music instrument.
Yeah, guitars are they're different, I think, than a lot of instruments. So guitars being made from wood, right? They each have a personality and they each have their own specific sound. You know, they don't all sound the same. They don't all feel the same, you know, when you're playing them. So it's really a personal choice, you know. Each one of my guitars, and I have several, I have for particular reasons. You know, they do certain things well, you know. So some of them are really good at rock and roll. Some of them are good at blues. Some of them are good at the really pretty finger picky love song type stuff. So they each have their own personality. So if you're picking one out, pick the one out that speaks to you, right? Sit down and play it a little bit and let it kind of talk to you and let it tell you what it wants. And if you open your mind to that, you'll get there.
Wow. So basically you're saying guitars also have a soul.
Without question.
If you have a rapport with them accordingly.
Yeah, without question. Some of them are, this one right here over my shoulder is the newest guitar that I own. And it's a female. You know, there's males and females, right? She really likes pretty. She likes to be played very pretty. She likes to make really pretty sounds. She's a gorgeous instrument. And I'm very happy to have her. So yeah, each guitar is different. And each one has a soul, if you would. Each of my guitars have names. Each one have different names that they're called. This one over my shoulder, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, she's called Galadriel out of the J.R.R. Tolkien Lord of the Rings trilogies. Yeah.
So tell us something about your shows. I'm sure as you have taken this on the front end, you must be doing shows and touring the country, doing different kind of musical shows. So which one is your favorite? What kind of audience do you love, and which kind of music and which musical show was your favorite so far?
Yeah, so really I'm a storyteller with a guitar. You know, that's what my songs are all about. You probably read, I always write the lyrics to the song first before I write any music, because to me, it's all about the story, right? And to share maybe some of the things that I've picked up along the way, some of the things that I've learned, some of the things that I've done well, some of the things that maybe I've not done as well as I could have. And my shows are pretty personal. You know, I like to really have a lot of contact with the audience and interact with the audience quite a bit and tell a lot of stories. I have a song that was the title song from my second album that was called Find a Way. And the song is about the day that my father passed away and reminiscing about all of the different things that I had learned from him and all the stories that he had told me and how actually I had prioritized my time very poorly that day. He was in the hospital. He was not doing well. I was at work in my office doing stuff. Got a call from my sister who said, "It's not well. You need to come. You need to come to the hospital now." And so I finished up about 5 minutes worth of work, left, drove to the hospital, missed seeing my dad by about 2 minutes. He had passed just before I had got there. And I always kind of felt bad about that. You know, I regretted that. And so when I sat down to write the tune called Find a Way, I wanted to find a way to make up for that. You know, my dad always said, one of his sayings is that if you want something bad enough in life and you're willing to put in the blood, the sweat, the tears, and the toil, you can always find a way to make it happen. And though I failed and prioritized time poorly that day, I wanted to find a way to tell my dad that I loved him one more time. And I wrote this song, and I was out on tour. You were talking about some of my favorite shows. I was out on tour, and I was in Colorado at a beautiful place with a really cool audience and mountains and, you know, all the stuff that you think about when you think about Colorado. And I noticed that there was one gentleman sitting all by himself way over in the corner. And he was very, very focused on what I was doing. He was very interested in all of the songs, you know. And I got to the end, and I always complete my shows with this Findaway song, right? As kind of a takeaway to folks to say, you know, don't forget to tell those that you love them. You know, it's a simple thing. It's only three words, but sometimes we lose it, you know, in getting busy in the world, right? And I played that song and told the story about my dad. And this guy was just, he was there. You know, you could tell he was really locked in. And after the show, I was sitting around and, you know, some people come up and we're talking and I'm signing this and that. And this guy waited his turn. And about 45 minutes after the show was over, I finally got the opportunity to talk to him. And come to find out, his father had passed away 4 days before the show.
Oh, thank God.
And he had listened to my Findaway song, and he had taken some solace with that. You know, it had meant a lot to him. And he drove four hours to come to the show because he wanted to hear the full story, and he wanted to hear me play that song live. So, you know, there's a lot of cool things that happen in our careers, you know. But when someone comes up to you with a story like that, or something that you had written, something you had delivered, something you had given them, meant so much to them and helped them through a really tough time in their lives, that makes it all worth it. You know, I mean, the tour was now a success, regardless of what happened from then on out, because that guy really got it, and it really helped him.
I can feel, you know, goosebumps after hearing this. And I can feel that song that you have written must be, it was like you from your heart that person could also connect in the same situation.
Yeah, that's the beauty of music, in my opinion, right? So music songs can mean different things to different people, you know, and you can relate to them in different ways. And so it's kind of magic, really, that way, where something that I write about that meant a lot to me can really mean something very different to someone else. And it can touch them in a different way. And you know, that's kind of the special thing. It's I have no other word to say it than magic, you know? So I think it's great. And when those things happen, and they happen quite a little bit, really, when those things happen with fans, it really makes me realize why I like to do this and why I'm supposed to do this.
So your music has a Midas touch definitely on lives, I must say.
Yeah, you know, throughout my life that we talked about, you know, I've had really a quite diverse life, and several different stages of my life were really, really different. And, you know, those are the things that I write about. And even when I'm not writing about those things in particular, the lessons that I learned from those experiences in my life definitely feed into the songs that I write.
Yeah. So tell us something about your future plans. So what is the upcoming show?
Yeah, so we're in the process now of booking our next tour that will go out in April, May, and June of 2022. In the United States right now, it's a little bit crazy for touring musicians because we don't really know where COVID is going to land. And with the winter coming on, you know, there's kind of the expectation that it may get worse. And so a lot of the venues that I like to play are really hesitant to book touring artists because it may get canceled, you know, and then you have all that drama, right? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a few local shows, but our next tour will be April, May, and June of 2022. And I'm really looking forward to it. So, as you can imagine, there's a bit of work that goes on before one of those tours. And so we're doing all that legwork now, and I'm excited to get back out there again and see the folks and tell some stories and meet some more interesting people.
Best wishes. We also wish COVID to end soon. And I don't know whether it is fake news or correct news. There was a news floating around 2 days ago that someone important from WHO announced that 2022 beginning, maybe March, would be end of COVID.
But let's hope
hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's definitely changed my plans, So like I said, I retired from the corporate thing in November of 2020. And my idea then was I'm just going to go tour, and I had a bunch of stuff set up and I was ready to go. And then COVID hit and in the United States, we were, on lockdown and quarantine, if you would. And so all of that kind of went away. But I did quite a few live streams. Like Zoom concerts, for different people all over. And that was kind of fun, and it was a way to kind of stay in touch during those times. But hopefully we get through the winter and everything calms down and life could get back to kind of the new normal. I don't know that it's ever going to be, it's ever going to be like it was. And maybe that's a good thing. But the new normal, right? Where, you could get out and go do stuff and meet people and do all that. I'm excited to get back out there.
Sure. May God bless all of us and life gets to new normal, because we are also missing, these kind of live shows, going to theater, going to restaurants, being caged up. We also feel like being caged up. And fearful while going to crowds, because you never know when does the fatal thing happens. COVID has made everything so scary. Hopefully it will end soon with the invent of vaccinations. And I was hearing there is a new tablet kind of medicine is being invented, which if you orally take like any common cold or flu medicine, it will be over in 5 days. Hopefully it would be there.
Yeah, I was up getting my annual physical not too long ago, and I was talking with my doctor about that. And he said, oh, yeah, this pill will be the thing. Everybody needs to get their shots and do their vaccinations and all that, right? But if you start having symptoms, these pills will make a huge difference. So hopefully they get approved and available to the public for use very soon.
Yeah. Hoping so and praying for it.
Yeah.
So some last words of inspiration for those who are retired recently or maybe a couple of years back and don't know what to do next,
everybody has a passion, right? I think that sometimes it's hard for folks to find that passion. I was fortunate that I carried it through my whole life. But I have several friends, actually a couple of guys that worked with me who retired at the same time as I. And to be honest with you, we talk, we go to lunch at least a couple of times a month, and they are more busy now than they were when we were traveling all over the world doing what we did. So if you find your passion and follow it and work at it. I know we're retired and the word work is supposed to be a bad thing, but you have to work at it, so it doesn't matter if you're, playing a guitar, writing songs, or if you're going to play golf, work at it and improve, I love the story of this famous cellist who was being interviewed, and he's about like 85 years old. And they were asking him, they said, we looked at your schedule and we noticed that on your schedule, you have 4 hours of practice every day. They said, well, that's kind of strange to me because you're already famous. You're already rich. You're already well known. You're world renowned. Why do you practice four hours a day? And he goes, I think I'm making progress. That's the attitude, man. That's the attitude that we've got to have, to get, complacent and just say, hey, I'm good enough. You know, that's not a good way to be, whether it be in a music thing, whether it be playing golf, or whether it be in business. You know, one of the things that we have to always strive for is what's the next thing. You know, what can I do better? What can I find that where I can make a difference? And that's what we have to continue to look for. And
basically keep learning and keep innovating.
Yeah.
And keep moving.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Never stand still. As soon as you stand still, everybody catches up to you, you know?
Yeah. And even if you have lots of money and you have had all the kinds of experience in life, I think it's always good to have some more experience.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm looking at now is a different way of touring, right? So when I go out on my tours, you know, a lot of the times they're big shows, you know, and bands and all that, you know, a lot of times it's just me, you know, and now that I don't necessarily have a schedule that I have to adhere to from the work thing, I'm actually thinking about approaching this completely different, because I love to hike. I love to go out and see beautiful things and hike through the mountains and those kind of things. I'm actually thinking about taking a travel trailer on my tour with me and staying in different RV parks and in different camps and those kind of things on this tour. I think that that'll be interesting. So another change, but we'll see.
And particularly this would be more fun and enjoyment, because now you do not have to go back, rush back to your corporate office to finish the deadlines or to finish some projects. I think this is the beautiful time when you can enjoy yourself the most and enjoy the beauty of the nature, different places, different people, different cultures, different passions. This is the most, I would say this is the most gifted phase of life.
Well, you know, when I took out on my tour of 2020, I actually called it living the dream. Right.
Yeah.
That really worked. It was a ton of fun. And, you know, I hadn't toured since I was a little kid. And so that out there living the dream, meeting people, experiencing things, you know, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I'm looking forward to the end of COVID as we know it today, and getting out and living the dream a little bit more. I'm trying to figure out what the name of the next tour is. Maybe you can help me. It's just great to get out, you know, and see the world and experience the world and all the different people and the cultures. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing your journey and your thoughts, your inspirational thoughts. I'm sure you are inspirational to many, many people who want to start somewhere, but are hesitant because of some their own personal reasons.
And would you like to sing two few lines for our audience?
Oh, sing a few lines. How about I don't sing, but I'll just quote a few lines. How's that? So I have a song that I think is a lot of people really relate to. And it's all about change. You know, in today's world, everything changes. You know, that is the one constant that we have across the world, is that there is constant change, and how we adjust and we adapt to that change and we use that change to our best, to make us our best people, is really important to me, and really important across the board. So the tagline for this song is quite simply, change always teaches us to be everything we're destined to be. And if I could leave everybody with just one thought, understand change. Don't fear change. Embrace it. Because, you know, it's going to bring the next big thing. Yeah. And oftentimes we fear a little bit of change in our lives. And the next thing we know, we have the, oh, I should have. You know, there's no worse feeling than I should have. So change always teaches us to be everything we're destined to be. Embrace it. Understand it. Learn from it and move forward.
Thank you.